author of the new book, The Wrong Enemy, America and Afghanistan, 2001 to 2014. She joins me now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, so why the title, The Wrong Enemy? Who's the right enemy?
This is why I wrote the book, because we've been fighting a war for 10 years, more that I covered it, in the Afghan villages, against the Afghan people, and against the Taliban, obviously. And I came to realize that the Taliban is supported by the neighboring country, Pakistan, and really more than just supported, run, you know, strategically pushed in to get leverage over Afghanistan, to have control and have a proxy army there for Pakistan's benefit. And I saw so much over the years that I felt I had to write it and lay it out and show that all the effort of the West and America was concentrated on fighting in the villages in Afghanistan, when really the source of the problem was over the border in Pakistan.
All right, so give us some examples of that. You go into painstaking detail on how the ISI, the intelligence services of Pakistan, had essentially supported the Taliban in Afghanistan while the U.S. were trying to fight them.
Yeah, and pretending to be an ally. So you had President Musharraf in Pakistan saying he was an ally in the war on terror. But in fact, I uncovered things that he was doing, aiding and abetting the Taliban at first, organizing a meeting right after, in 2001, right after the fall of the Taliban, to how to regroup them and get them back on their feet and to divide up areas of responsibility to go back in and run an insurgency against American troops. And the idea was to trip America up. And that sounded strange to, you know, when he was being an ally of the West in the war on terror, and he was handing over some al-Qaeda people that were caught in Pakistan. But the real idea was to keep the Taliban going as a proxy force, which is, you know, aimed to then, in the end, have influence in Afghanistan for Pakistan, so they could control them or have them as a client state. And that's always been the aim of Pakistan, in fact, since right at the beginning of the Taliban, and you could argue even before, when they supported the Mujahideen against Russia, that they wanted a stake in what they regard as their backyard.
Doesn't Pakistan have a vested interest in having a stable neighbor?